to the News and Entertainment Podcast, everybody. I'm Gabriel Basile.
I'm Matt Alder.
And I'm Max Friedman.
And,
thanks for coming.
Yeah, and listening, all you wonderful people. So first
one,
of all...
One wonderful.
First of all, we'd like to announce the winner of last week's movie competition between Twilight, The Hunger Games, and Harry Potter. And the winner... was by a landslide.
Yeah.
Yeah. A whopping one vote goes to Harry Potter.
Yeah. So you want to say the number of the other votes?
You could probably figure it out if it was a landslide.
It was zero and zero.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
just put it that way.
I think what happened is the people saw that Harry Potter already had a vote, so they felt like they didn't need to.
Right. Yeah.
Because they already saw it was winning.
Totally. Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
do we want to do a recap of Film Fest?
We'll get to that. We'll
oh.
get to that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
we'll
later
that.
In the episode.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
We'll get to that.
He's just really excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So first off, we've got two winners from the Congressional Art Competition. Sophomore Lucy Van Gorder for photography.
She got third place.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Right. Trash. And Kelly Schneider, who got an honorable mention for stained glass work.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
I think we should
pretty
be
tight.
Proud of these little hawks.
Oh yeah.
We have some really great artists, and I've
definitely.
Seen Lucy's work, and it's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, she's only a sophomore.
Yeah. And she's only been taking pictures for a little while now, so I know who I'm gonna go for my senior.
Yeah, pictures. She started like the summer before high school. So.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Pretty impressive.
Sweet.
As you know, prom is coming up
prom
on Saturday. We've got a lot of features up on this very website. So
yeah,
check those out.
Check those out, guys. I mean,
we've got vlogs. We've got opinion pieces. Dance moves.
Dance moves.
Yeah.
The best kind, you know.
You know.
Are you guys excited for prom?
No.
No.
I am.
I'm not.
I'm excited for prom.
I'm not a prom guy.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah.
I mean, planning it certainly is not fun.
Planning it kind of just sucks the soul out of you. But I'm sure come prom night, it's going to be very, very entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have a great time. But right now, just the planning part of it is really hectic. And I have no money. So.
Yeah. It's going to be odd. So we're taking the place of our sports podcast this week. And we're bringing some sports news real quick. The varsity girls soccer team won their first game recently against Waterloo.
Congrats
to them.
Good job.
This is a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how many games they've played.
They've
I think
played
it's like 10 or something.
I think they scored like 9 or 10 to 1. I know that.
Yeah,
much.
I think the score was 10 to 1.
So
really?
They played a really good match.
They played really well.
Right.
Yeah, I think they're gonna get the boot.
That's football. We'll
no,
keep the sports to the sports.
Hey, that's... football in England,
guys.
Okay,
that's arena soccer.
Caged.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we got for news. Moving on to entertainment. BJ Novak, famous actor from The Office,
known as
Ryan.
And from Inglourious Bastards.
Which is a very good movie.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, because the only person that listens to it...
is me.
Is probably... it's one of us, because I certainly don't listen to that. But, yeah, they don't care. So, if you have any, like... if you're ever offended by our podcast, just write us a comment. But the fact is, no one's ever written us any sort of comment ever, so...
No, we got to vote for Harry Potter.
We got one.
Anonymously.
Anonymously, right. Yeah, anonymously.
Anyway, BJ Novak at the IMU. This is going to be tomorrow night.
It's $5...
in advance.
In advance, 7
so,
at the door.
Yep. If you get it tonight, it's $5. Tomorrow, it's 7.
Right.
So
be sure to check that out.
And that's going to do some stand-up. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, he's got a comedy routine, and the doors open at 9:30, and the show starts at 10 o'clock sharp. So be there. It's going to be sweet. Also, a quick note is that Yesh Shame Theater is back.
Yep. Be excited about that.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you're excited.
It's
going to
be
in
a little theater.
Little theater tonight at 8 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I believe are they still going to do it on Wednesdays? Regularly, or are they going to?
I have no idea. You guys,
it's changed
you know,
from Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday, and
All two of you listeners, if you're ever interested
yeah, both
in
of you.
Joining Yes Shame, contact someone like Lily Howard or Alex Perez, because
Perez.
They're the current king queens of Yes Shame, so you can ask them and they'll know.
Why'd you include kings?
Because they're officially called kings, but they're female. So.
Yay, sexism.
Fun fact.
Yay.
The Avengers.
The Avengers is coming out.
Yes, it premieres tomorrow. But I myself, along with Nat here,
hello.
We are going to the midnight showing.
Yeah.
Which is pretty tight.
It's going to be fun. We're going to see a bunch of people in cosplay. Some Iron
yeah.
Man plastics.
Max has work to do, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the person with the Hulk gloves.
Yeah.
Like,
or
Smash.
Or the Snakes on a Plane guy.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to see like someone in line with Hulk gloves, and I'm going to be like, hey, are you Thor?
Who's the really strong one?
That is Spider-Man.
No, the other one.
Hamlet.
No, the other one. you have a lot of choices here, Nat. There are a ton of them.
Wolverine.
Yep, that one.
Wolverine.
That's my favorite Avenger.
Yeah. My favorite Avenger.
My favorite Avenger. I think he's part of the X-Men, actually.
Max. We're going to the midnight premiere, so
we're pretty hardcore fans.
We're pretty hardcore
okay.
fans.
Alright.
But in all honesty, my favorite Marvel hero is probably Iron Man.
Yeah, I think he had the best origin film out of all of them.
Oh, God, yeah.
Although,
that's not saying much, though.
Hulk!
Although, no, Captain America
was... That was pretty good.
That was
yeah.
a pretty good...
And there's a sequel coming out, too.
Yeah, there's sequels to all of them, starting next year. So they're just going to do a kind of, like, a retread of what they did with the Avengers, where they had, like, the Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America, and Iron Man 2. So next year, they're going to have Iron Man 3 and Thor 2, and then the year after that is going to be Captain America 2... No one knows. Apparently, Mark Ruffalo, the guy who plays the Hulk, is signed on for 6 more Marvel movies.
Hello.
So
I heard his performance was really good.
Yeah, I hear it's like the best thing in the movie. But apparently,
or the best Hulk. That's
yeah,
ever been done.
The best Hulk. But
again, not saying much there. But
true. Hey, but they say it's good.
Yeah.
Not.
Although I really like the first Hulk movie with Eric Bana. I think it's really dark, and not a lot of people understood it when it came out because they weren't used to such dark things. But I think after Christopher Nolan's Batman Begins and Dark Knight came out, if we all rewatched Hulk, I feel like we'll like it a lot more.
You know what my favorite was?
What?
The Edward Norton one.
Yeah.
I'm actually partial to the...
History X.
Yes. I'm actually partial to the 80s series with Lou Ferrigno, where
yeah,
he just painted green.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno only played the Hulk. He didn't play Bruce Banner in the show.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Wow. Have you ever seen that episode where the Hulk's twin brother is red?
Nope, no.
It's pretty amazing.
But, yeah.
Check it out, YouTube.
Make sure to check out The Avengers. It's supposed to be really, really good.
Why is
and
the
Joss
Hulk
Whedon
green?
Again?
Why is the Hulk not red?
That's a great question, but we're going to move on.
Post
yeah,
that
okay.
in the comments.
Okay. All right. Now we'd like to talk to you about something very serious
mm-hmm.
in our lives.
Yes.
Film Fest.
Yes.
This year.
The annual City High Film Fest.
Yeah. Great City High. Student-made films. This year we had some from other students in elementary schools.
I'd like
around
to
Iowa City,
go
but
back
this
and disagree with. Okay, go.
This year, this is kind of controversial. It could be, but all three of us. Well, okay, I'm going to state
all
my
two
opinion.
Of you listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is controversial for you guys.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, you might get angry at your computers.
we're on the other side.
Yeah,
heard
we're right here. Don't worry.
But don't hit me at school.
Okay, my opinion is that it was pretty bad in general. I think there were some things that really stood out, like the Batman film,
mm-hmm.
Eli's Candid, I thought was really beautiful. I liked Knight Rider, but that's not really a great film.
Let me
just kind of a couple
of
okay. of fun. But
just before we go into the movies, I'd just like to preface by saying that, like, that we always anticipate the Film Fest. It's probably it's definitely one of our favorite City High events that comes through the year. And so we all get really excited for it, you know, we get dressed up for it. And when something like what happened this year happens, it's really just a big letdown.
Well, it's kind of an insult to all the people that actually, like, put their movies out there and,
right.
like, want them to, some of the more respectable movies. Now...
Well, I mean, it wasn't even that... Okay, so I guess it's important to note that, first of all, some movies got in that just made the crowd really restless and were just...
Let's just say they shouldn't have gotten in.
Yeah, there are some movies that shouldn't have got in that did, and that made the whole experience kind of not fun for everybody.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
And Art Club is the one that judges these movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the main problem that we see, and we talked about this after the Film Fest event, but I think the main problem is that Art Club doesn't really represent City High.
Not at all. I'm just going to go out and say it like...
It's not a collection of every single group. It's a collection of people.
It's a collection
yes, like these art
of people that
pieces,
are in this niche that like have their own deal.
Niche.
And I'm whatever
niche.
French. I don't care. And like I'm not trying to insult these people. I think they're good. They're fine people, but they have their own views on
mm-hmm.
film. And these people
yeah,
shouldn't
film
be
club
okay. So a bunch of other film festivals. Take Sundance in for example,
or even Landlocked.
They have a jury. Okay, which is what Art Club has, but their jury is comprised of people from all over the world with different views on cinema, so they can get together and all watch these movies and come to a unanimous decision because they all have different views on film. Now, what it is with this group is they obviously...
With Art Club, they obviously
all have the same views, which doesn't help at all. It doesn't help to some of the people that have, like, better films, but they aren't given a fair chance because the Art Club doesn't like that kind of movie.
Right, and
you know?
As we noticed from the results of the Film Fest, is that the movie that won, like, for example, the movie that won Best Picture and which also won Best Actress was actually one of the better movies that was submitted into the film.
Yeah.
I mean, into the festival. But it was very obvious that the people that judged the films were catering to their friends because
exactly.
the people that won those awards were friends of the people that are in the Art Club.
And also,
well, I don't think we can chalk this all up to, you know, conspiracy.
Well, no,
just
we can't.
Yet.
Okay.
What I'm saying, I agree, but for a different reason. Like, John Law, he put a year, maybe more, into Batman, and
right.
I think it was probably the best movie I've ever
seen. Yeah, one of the best.
If not, like, it was in, like, the top three for
yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
I think that it should be rewarded more for that, because it didn't win any awards.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he did win Best Actor.
The Joker won Best Actor.
The Joker did win Best Actor.
So, I mean,
actor,
that was well-deserved.
But the thing is that when they announced, like, Best Picture and Best Actress and things like that, people were just stunned by the results.
People were booing. Like,
yeah.
And if you can't take a hint that people are booing at the movies that you vote, then it's the students that you are representing that are booing at your choices, then obviously you need some major recall. Like, we're not trying to say that what you're doing is wrong. We're just saying it needs, like, some change.
Yeah.
And look at the People's Choice winner. That was Under the Covers. That was a comedy that appealed to like 95%
mm-hmm.
of the Film Fest crowd because they all voted for that. Like, I don't know. I don't know
yeah.
where I'm going with this.
And keep in mind, this is just our opinion.
Yeah.
So
this is not the opinion of the Little Hawk or anything. This is the
yes.
opinion of three guys that we care a lot about Film Fest. We don't
right.
want it to go to trash. And we're not the only ones that like think this. We
right.
know
we've
not.
Talked to a couple other people that have been so discouraged by this that they want to start their own festivals.
Yeah, and that's not what we should be doing as City High. We shouldn't have to stoop so low that we should just all quit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm suggesting next year you integrate different people, you know,
mm-hmm.
not just Art Club.
Yeah.
Integrate more people, make it like a sort of test screening, you know. I think that's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If you don't want to listen to us, that's fine. But I'm just saying, you will face
yeah.
the consequence. I'm not doing, like, a bomb threat or anything. Gonna, like, you will face...
What happened will happen again.
Yeah. What happened this year, which wasn't very good, will happen again next year. And will be worse, perpetually.
Right. And I think one of the main problems is some movies getting in that shouldn't get in.
Right.
Some movies getting in, and some great movies that I've heard, at least so I've heard, I could be completely wrong about this, that didn't get in at all.
Yeah, it seems like they don't filter it out enough.
Yeah.
Right? Because there are just some movies that dragged on and on, and some that just, you know, obviously were just very You know, like, I don't want to go into detail on, like, what.
Well, you're honestly,
on,
like, this movie's, like, 25 minutes. Well, you can't exceed 20
but, like,
minutes.
This
movie's, like,
long.
20 minutes long, and
yeah,
what's the purpose of this? No one's liking this. Maybe it's because they're friends with the people in this video or something like that. You just, like.
Or they just let it in for whatever reason they did.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, my personal opinion, I think that it would be more responsible to let the, like, the drama department join in on judging the films, because, I mean, people in the drama department are very involved with acting and directing and things like that, and I feel like, at the high school level, that would be, like, the best judge.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree.
But that's just my opinion. I just think that something needs to change, and on a final note, the other thing that made the experience not so enjoyable was the emceeing of the event. And
yes.
And it was just that the people that were emceeing just didn't seem like they were very organized.
It was clearly harshly scripted, even though there were some things that were meant
clearly,
to be improvised.
It was clearly just scripted.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't want to insult these people again. And
no, because they did hard work. And it,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean,
had to prepare.
They tried.
But the crowd was not driving with it, you know? I certainly wasn't driving with it.
And it made
the
whole experience less
enjoyable. And I feel like you shouldn't force something from art club if you don't have to. You can, again, what Max said, you could go outside of the box, get some theater people to do it, you know?
Because theater people know how to act in front of an audience. They know how to entertain an audience. And I think that would be so much better. You know?
Yeah.
Especially for judging, too.
Right.
Yeah. So if you hate us for this, take to Twitter, do a rant. We don't care.
and
comment.
Post
comment.
Yeah, post
yeah.
a comment.
What
yeah.
are your views
even
about
if you
film
hate
Fest
us,
this year?
If you hate us, just post a comment saying how much you hate us and why you hate us and, like, why Film Fest is the best thing ever. Okay? We don't care. Just do it. Just indicate that you're listening for once.
Yeah.
What are your views for Film Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for listening.
Post that
in
the comments.
Yeah.
Post what you think of us.
Post
in the
comments.
People.
Tell your friends to listen to the podcast. Thanks
yeah.
for listening, guys.
Thanks very much.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Catherine.